I'm going to come for answers today, though, on the crisis, the jobs crisis that's facing this country and facing Victoria in particular. Now, this is the situation with Telstra. We're everywhere. We've got jobs going offshore faster than you can count. In return, we're flying back to this country, the overseas workers, and asking the sacked Australians to train them. Westpac has done it up in Sydney. Now, Telstra in Melbourne, on the line, Victorian Secretary of the Communication Workers Union, Len Cooper. Good morning.
Yeah, good day, Mel.
How many jobs are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about 255 nationally in the latest announcement, but there's been over 2,000 in the last couple of years.
Okay. Now, what are the existing workers being asked to do? What's the training issue?
Well, what they've done is they're going to offshore to India to a company called Wipro, and they've got some of the Wipro staff are in Melbourne at present, and they're hoping that they've actually directed the workforce that currently do the work to train these workers who are going to ultimately facilitate the loss of their jobs. And everyone, including ourselves, pretty outraged by that.
So they're actually asking the people whose jobs are at risk to train their replacements?
They are, and in the union it's even worse than that. Every union directed members not to do the training whilst we have further talks with Telstra. Telstra used the software on their computers so they could monitor every keystroke all day so that the training could be done remotely without their agreement.
Are they able to do that? They're able to do that under their work
rights? Well, I guess it's debatable. We have notified a dispute in the Fair Work Australia for Friday morning in the hope of trying to bring some sense to the situation.
All right, but as of now, your members are refusing to train the new workers.
That's right.
Well, that could delay the job losses, couldn't it?
Well, it could do, except they say using this software, they believe they can train these new workers remotely. That is, they train themselves by watching what's being done on the computer during the day. So we'll see.
It's a pretty serious insult, isn't it? I mean, your job's gone, here's your replacement, teach them how to do it.
Yeah, that's the most outrageous aspect of all this.
And then how many people are in Melbourne at the moment being trained? How many from this Indian company?
Well, there's only about a half a dozen doing the training. The people that are getting trained are the ones that then go back to India and then train the Indian workers to take the job. So this is really training the trainers, I guess you could describe it as.
Okay. So where does it go? It goes to Fair Work Australia, but the ban's staying on at the moment.
Well, yes, they do. It goes to Fair Work Australia. We're trying to organise public events to raise this issue because we do know that even inside Telstra management, there's some concern about this decision. So we're hoping that we can eventually get them to change course.
You know, Westpac did the similar thing late last year, according to the Finance Union.
Yes, that's right. Look, I think it's like any endeavour. We see it as this way. There are certain things you do in anything you do in life, certain things you don't do, you draw a line at. And in this case, we think, well, it's not a struggling company. It's a company doing very well, thank you very much. This should be a line drawn on this because jobs are so important in this country.
You got any answers? I mean, jobs are important, but you just look around this week, there are jobs going everywhere. There's a vacuum of leadership, it strikes me, at a federal and state level. What do we do? You got any ideas?
Well, I think basically, obviously, it's about the bottom line. They want to increase their bottom line even further. I think there's got to be a lot of examination of if that's what they want, of how to do that without this sort of pain. And there's really been no discussions with the workforce or with the union about what it is the management want to achieve.
Thanks for talking to us, Len Cooper, Victorian Secretary of the Communication Workers Union. 96900 693 1313 32, anytime, any issue. David has called in. He works at Telstra. Hello, David.
Yeah, good day there, Neil. How are you?
I'm okay. Are you one of the workers whose job's on the line?
Well, look, I work alongside these guys. I'm one of the guys who are in scope to lose my job, but I'm not at a level where I train. But, yeah, I know three or four guys who have been training them. One guy especially was almost tricked into doing it. You just got to feel really bad for these guys, and it's even more amazing when you get an email from management asking you to welcome these industry partner onto the floor and, you know, to welcome them as they get trained to take our jobs overseas. It's you know, it's bordering on the insane to me.
And what's the reaction been of the people on the job?
Well, we're all really shocked. It's you can see, guys, we're just, when the announcement was made, we couldn't believe it, especially in the fact that the company had told us over the last 3 years that these contractors were only in the country to to help with a major migration that they were doing to move major customers from the old technological platform to the new one, and then they would go. But they've stayed on, and now they've been trained up to take our jobs. So not only have we been lied to, but, you know, we're now going to be losing our jobs over the next... well, some guys will be going in the next couple of weeks, and then there's sort of a couple of stages, and I'm in scope to go over the next year and a half.
Have you met any of these people they've flown in to be trained from?
Yeah, I mean, they're all nice guys. I mean, you can't really blame these kids as such. I mean, it's not their fault. They're all looking for work as well. But the way the company's doing it, it's... let's think about the future too. Our kids, there's going to be no jobs for our kids in telecommunications or IT. Once it starts, these industry partners get their foot in the door, and just the jobs are just going to bleed overseas to Wipro in India, the call centres in the Philippines. As you said, the manufacturing sector's out there in the suburbs. I've got mates who work in manufacturing out Dandenong Way. They're all under threat, losing their jobs. Something's got to be done.
Well, good luck. Good luck, David. Keep in touch. Thank you. Thanks for calling. I think David is not his real name, by the way. Works at Telstra. It is stunning, isn't it? We're going to sack you, but before you're sacked, train the replacement who has been flown in from India, and we're going to fly him back again to work in India cheaper than you. Andrew, hello, Andrew.
G'day, Neil. How are you?
Okay.
Yeah, good, man. Listen, I think it's about time we all knuckled down and started to say to these companies that if you're not going to support Australia's future and Australia's workers, we're not going to support you.
Sort of an extension of the Buy Australian philosophy?
Yeah, basically that. If they're not going to invest in Australia's future, I don't see why we should have to invest in their future.
Well, maybe we should be starting at the government level, which we don't, Dave. Andrew, that's a good point.